Chapter 3 Barnacle Bill's diner looked like it had been hit hard, too. But then again, it had looked that way before the hurricane. That was one of the reasons only locals went there. Despite its faded, decrepit exterior, inside, it was bright and clean. And almost everyone I knew was tucked into the red vinyl booths, sharing stories about the storm. When I staggered in, though, the room went quiet. It was clear to everyone that my night had not gone well. Lorelei and Sam, my best island friends, rushed over.
"Are you okay? Was it bad? Tell us what happened," they cried.
I collapsed into a booth.
"Sustenance on its way, stat,"
Lorelei said. She was a nurse, a marvel of efficiency.
Phil, son of the original Barnacle Bill, brought me 3 powdered sugar donuts and a chocolate cruller.
I stuffed half of the latter into my mouth at once. If now wasn't a time to stress eat, I didn't know what was.
"Power's still off, so Mary made coffee on the grill out back," Phil said, handing me a napkin.
I looked up at them gratefully as Mary poured me a cup.
"All you need's a big lobster pot, bottled water, and about 2 pounds of beans," she explained.
I took a single sip, then I burst into tears. Sam slid over to my side of the bench and put her arm around me.
"The roof of my store got peeled back," she said.
"It looks like the lid of a dang tuna can.
What happened to you, baby?"
I waved my hands in the air helplessly. I couldn't speak.
"Phil, make this woman a Bloody Mary," Lorelei called.
"Make that 3, Sam added.
"You know I don't have a liquor license, Lo," Phil said.
Lorelei lifted one carefully penciled eyebrow at him.
"I also know you have vodka stashed underneath the counter, so why don't you be a pal and bring it out?"
Phil grinned and pulled out the bottle. No one could say no to Lorelei. Not even a former heavyweight boxer who still weighed upwards of 220 pounds.
"Is the piping plover going to be okay?"
I managed to ask Sam.
"The roof's fine on the west side,"